Hour three, last one of the weekend, or last one of the week to get you the weekend. Last one of Charlie Collier's Talk Sports career.
Oh, my gosh.
How you feeling, Charlie? Emotional?
No, not really.
Yeah, I was going to say you probably shouldn't be feeling emotional. No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean like it's not like, you know,
he's glad to be out here.
You're dying or going anywhere. You're just going back to your show 10 a.m. starting Monday.
Yeah, 10 a.m. starting Monday.
Be there.
Really, I'm excited to get the Blitz back on more than I am sad to leave you.
Yeah.
The only real thing I'm sad about is Tuesday trivia.
Yeah.
Can we challenge you guys like as one show to another?
We would smoke y'all.
Just the Blitz versus Talk Sports and trivia.
We would smoke y'all. You guys don't want that.
You guys are young, so I feel like you're still at the age where you probably still cheat at bar trivia, so no.
I've played a significant amount of bar trivia with you and I never cheated once.
I've yet to play with your two cohorts. I know he's still in college. That means he probably cheats at bar trivia. I don't mean that as an insult to you, Sam. It's just more so of a reflection of your age.
Well, as a leader, I think my integrity would translate to everyone else.
Maybe. But
it's
also
osmosis.
Like, also, I don't know if that's something I can count on.
Maybe you're scared. But yeah, no, not.
I've played enough trivia with you over the last year to know I'm not scared of your brain. I'll tell you that much.
You should be.
I'm not.
You should be scared of my brain. Maybe again, maybe not for trivia, but like
just in general.
Yeah, just in general.
Let's hit some hour three headlines. Let's get us started, Charlie.
Well, starting off hour three headlines.
Your last hour and you're unprepared.
I am very much prepared. I'm giving you an update on the FedEx Championship here at the St. Jude Championship at TPC Southwind. Currently, round two is in progress, and Denny McCarthy, I don't know who that is, but he has the lead. Put up a 65 this morning. He's 9 under. Your leader that's not out on the course yet is J.J. Spahn. He's 8 under. In terms of big names, well, your biggest name at the top of the leaderboard is probably Will Zalatoris at 6 under, tied T11, or Thigala is also, he had a bogey-free 63 yesterday.
I see that Thigala guy popping up a lot.
He's another one of those good young golfers.
And where are they at right now?
They're at TPC Southwind in the first event of the FedEx Cup.
So the FedEx Cup isn't at the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis?
Well, I mean, that's,
oh, they're in
that's
TPC
like the
Southwind.
First one. Yeah, they're at TPC Southwind, and it's just like the start of the playoffs, the FedEx playoffs.
And who's at the top, you said?
Right now, a guy named Dennis McCarthy.
Oh, okay, that's what I saw. Okay. I was
it's
so
like winning this current event, yeah.
Okay.
My guy, Tony Finau, did go 6 under yesterday.
Yeah, he's in fine position.
He hasn't teed off yet, but that's where we're at right now.
Siwoo Kim's up there. Did you mention him?
Siwoo Kim? Yeah, I did.
Okay. I was so confused. You were mentioned. Okay, never mind. Let's move on. At Memphis, you ever been to that one before in Memphis? You ever been to TPC Southwind?
I've not. I've always wanted to. I know
I went once.
Sam has.
Yeah, I went once. I went, I don't know what year that would have been, maybe 2016, maybe? Maybe? Was that the year Brooks Koepka won, maybe? I went on Saturday.
2019 is the year Koepka won.
Okay, then it wasn't that
year. That's the year that I went to.
Did Phil win in 2016? I feel like somebody important won, but maybe it was just Cantlay. I don't know. I don't know who won. I wasn't there for Sunday, but I was there for Saturday.
It's usually a good field, so they have a pretty, usually a pretty good winner.
Second headline for
you,
though.
Can't turn down the St. Jude's tournament. You got to go put on for the Children's Hospital. They kind of guilt all the big players into coming.
Second headline that's even better than the first.
Okay.
Last night we got a little bit more clarity on the Patriots play callers as Matt Patricia and Joe Judge split offensive play calling duties, taking a page out of the Dolphins book from a year ago.
Yeah, that's going to go awesome.
Neither of them have a good offensive mind, but if you put them together, maybe it's half as good as the second worst offensive mind in the NFL.
Mm.
That's going to go great for him, you know? I just
couldn't imagine two worse guys to have calling plays for a young quarterback in an offense that lacks firepower.
I didn't obviously see anything from that game last night. Did they do anything offensively? I know they scored 21 points, but did Mac Jones play? Mac did not play.
They didn't play any of their starters.
Okay.
They just ran the ball, and Hoyer was the only one that was doing anything. Hoyer didn't really do much.
He had one throw down the right sideline. That was like, hey, good job, Ryan Hoyer.
Yeah.
We're proud of you, buddy.
Still hanging
this
around.
This is why you're here.
Yeah. You can make that one throw. But, yeah, nothing special, just running the ball. Their backup running backs are good. They just, you know, have a stable, so.
I still think they're going to be terrible this
year. Oh, I agree. I'm not touching any of those players in fantasy. That's just.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I would not want any of those players either. Daniel Jones played, I guess, what he did, a couple series came out.
Yeah.
Didn't do much.
His wide receivers didn't help him either.
Yeah,
typical Daniel Jones performance.
He was missing throws and stuff, too.
We'll say was pleased that Wandale Robinson was getting run with the ones and then was taken out with your other, like, guaranteed starter in Kenny Golladay.
Wandale is out there with the starters.
It looks like he's
is
going to be a
starter. Is that because Tony was out, or?
No, it looks like it's going to be.
Did he touch the ball? I don't see him, like, showing up on the stats.
No, he didn't get a catch, but, like, he was out there with the starters and quickly, like, pulled from the game with the, you know, the start, like, the ones that were definitive starters.
Okay.
Because I love me some Wandale Robinson. Him and Jalen Tolbert were my two guys, both of them. Going to be wide receiver twos. Let's go.
What's your third headline?
My third headline?
Yeah.
Big three? Well, my third headline is that black NFL retirees are going to get claims.
What?
For dementia.
What? Were black players not getting dementia claims earlier?
What?
Every black player is getting dementia?
What kind of headline is this?
Black NFL retirees to get claims as tests are rescored. Okay, so that's what it is. 2 years after a pair of...
Oh, this is from the story whenever. Didn't it come out that the NFL was basically saying that a lot of the retired black players were already dumb anyway, so like their brains...
Oh,
did
yeah.
They say that?
Yeah, pretty much. They said they had lower brain power and stuff, so it was already...
Basically, they admitted that they were judging black retirees' brains.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, which I think is why they're getting $1 billion. So, yeah, $1 billion concussion settlement.
Sorry,
That's a pretty
reading
big headline, actually.
For the first time.
Yeah, that's a pretty big headline.
And ESPN phrased it horribly on their website.
Well, I mean, it's not that bad of a headline if you know the story. You just read it in a weird way. But yeah, basically there was a race bias that said, like, you know, the black people's brains weren't as strong as the white people's brains whenever it came to trying to judge how much it had been diminished. So the new results will add millions to the NFL's payouts for concussion-linked brain injuries. Of the 646 black men whose tests were rescored, nearly half now qualify for dementia awards.
Oh, my gosh.
61 are classified as having early to moderate dementia, with average awards topping $600,000, while nearly 250 more have milder.
Jeez.
And will get $35,000 in enhanced medical testing and treatment.
That is a big headline.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of tough.
Let's go. It's a win.
So, like, they had, yeah, so the fact that the testing algorithm adjusted scores by race as a rough proxy for someone's socioeconomic background, it went unnoticed for several years until lawyers sued the league. And, yeah, basically they had it where the NFL was saying if you're white, you have a higher cognitive ability, and if you're black, you had a lower one. And it's kind of – I feel like that should have been a bigger lawsuit probably. But either way. All right, Cam, you got any headlines to help Charlie out?
I have more.
Okay.
The Texans have traded for tight end Adam Sheehan.
Cam, you got any more headlines?
But then it fell through after a failed physical.
You got any more headlines?
Yeah, I got some random.
Who? Ed Sheeran? Who was it?
Adam Sheehan.
Adam Sheehan? Yeah, I don't care about Adam
Caught
Sheehan.
50 passes for 509 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Just still don't care.
His first 5 years as a pro for the Dolphins.
Also, it was all 5 years, not one season.
He was backing up Mike Gesicki, and he's had nobody throwing the football.
I mean, that's...
He did start that like it was 1 year.
Yeah, I was like, if it was 1 year, okay, I take it back. That's not bad. It's like over 5 years. Never mind. 50 catches in 5 years.
As I was reading that, I was like, man, he had a much better year than I thought last year. And then, over his five-year career.
Yeah. Get to 5 years, like, oh, never mind.
I think I bet on him to score a touchdown, though, and it worked last year.
Well, if it works, then that's good. But I don't feel like it. How many touchdowns did he have? One? You just happened
to pick
one right here?
I think I did happen to pick his touchdown.
16, 17 chance.
I also would bet on his over sometimes.
Okay.
It would hit because it would always
be like 18 yards or something.
No, it would always be like Adam Sheehan over 8.5 yards, and he'd always have like
just
he'd always have like two catches for 17 yards. It'd be awesome.
What's this guy's name?
Adam Sheehan.
But he failed his physical, so is he going to even play for the Dolphins now? We don't know.
What's his name?
S-H-E-E-H-A-N, maybe?
Sheehan, okay. Well, either way. Miami Dolphins. Shaheen, maybe? I don't know.
Shaheen?
I don't know.
But
from
some other
Ashland
NFL.
University.
He had zero touchdowns last year, by the way.
Then am I thinking of, I might be thinking of Durham Smythe that I bet on the touchdown.
Zero touchdowns, and he's claiming he won the
No, it was Durham Durham Smythe. They're very similar.
Making stuff up for usual.
I'm not making stuff up. I'm just
wrong.
I'm just wrong. I mixed him up with Durham Smythe. They're both
as one does.
They're both just like random white dudes that back up Mike Gesicki.
They are very random white dudes. I will give you that. Cam, you got any headlines?
Yeah, just some other NFL notes. Darren Waller is being held out of training camp due to a hamstring injury.
Oh no!
Not considered serious, is what they say. But hamstrings obviously repeat themselves.
That's a big offensive blow. Like if he's limited this season,
absolutely.
That's a pretty good trio. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say best in the NFL, but Adams and Waller and Renfrow, that's a pretty damn good trio.
For sure. Kirk Cousins has tested positive for COVID, so we'll miss Sunday's game.
We're still doing that?
You like that?
We're still doing COVID?
Yep.
I thought maybe this would be the year we quit.
Well, they're not, like, you know, doing anything crazy. He just has to sit out for a few days. They're not going to contact Trace.
Well, no, I just figured, like, we would get maybe it would be this year, but, like, we're going to get to a point where it's just like, oh, yeah, got COVID, man. Hope that doesn't make you play worse. Like, just like when you had the flu or
do we know,
whatever else.
Have you seen any rumors or speculation of what's going on with Tom Brady?
Hopefully something bad, but
like, someone on NFL Network this morning was, like, speculating that part of this was just
tired. Like that.
Just like,
he said something about work-life balance is what I saw.
Maintenance. Like, that part of it was, like, legitimately when he retired, part of getting him to come back, like, this could have been a secret agreement.
So he's just kissing his son a little bit. And
since they said it was scheduled.
Hopefully going through divorce or something terrible, but yeah, so he's missing.
If he went through divorce, he'd probably get money out of the settlement.
That's true. He'd probably, like,
then don't go through divorce. I don't want anything good for him.
Fornicating with a bunch of hot women. Yeah, Cam, that would be even worse for you.
I don't know. It'd tear his family apart, though.
That would be good. Just
it can't be a very a part of like why I think you're so unhappy with your sports teams is that for some reason you have tried to fight the two biggest bullies on the block, Cam. Like, not only have you picked a loser team like the Falcons, but you try to fight the
I was gifted.
Have you tried hating less?
You have tried to fight the two biggest bullies on the block. The two people you seem to hate more than anybody is Tom Brady and LeBron James, and like that just seems like a bad exercise.
It hasn't worked in my favor very well, as the Falcons have never beaten Tom Brady.
Cam, when you got a heart full of hate, there's no love
left in there
to love
yourself.
Well,
there's no hate in my heart because I throw it out into the universe at these people. So it keeps me pure, but it's out there. It's directed. Anytime I just feel a little morsel of hate, I throw it at Tom Brady usually, or Taysom Hill, or Michael Thomas, or Cameron Jordan, or basically just the Saints organization and Tom Brady. That's mainly it. And LeBron.
Anybody else? Georgia football?
Yeah, I kind of hate them, but
they won too.
Sounds like it's not going great.
Sounds like if you're an op of Cam Black, you're doing pretty well for yourself.
Well, yeah, maybe I need to get on your bad side.
need Cam to try to put a hex on me. It seems to be working out for everybody else.
I wish I didn't like Cam so much.
Not great. Not great.
I can do without.
Yeah. So can Brady.
Apparently. I'd rather have the same life and have Cam in it than a better one and not have Cam.
You wouldn't trade Cam for the Titans to win the Super Bowl? I would.
I would trade
you. Do I trade
Charlie, if it makes you feel better, I would trade you for the Falcons.
I trade my memories of him, too?
Cam would trade you to win the preseason game tonight against the Lions.
Does it get on, like, Hard Knocks?
Again, if I trade Cam, do I trade the memories of him too?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I'll trade him.
No, you don't. You still have the memories.
I keep my memories. I don't know if I can live with that.
Yeah, you still keep the memories, but you...
Where am I trading him to? Like, is he out of my life, or like...
He just hates you now.
Okay, cool. Mm.
You guys got beef now.
I would trade probably most people in the world for the Falcons for the Super Bowl.
Would you,
of them.
Would you trade me if it meant that, like, also I got sent to, like, international prison?
For the Falcons of the Super Bowl? Yeah.
What about if Troy dies? A painful death.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that. You're going to say yes.
Do I see it? Do I witness it?
Yeah, you watch it.
It's actually, you see it before the game.
And it's painful.
Like,
it's
you're...
Him's not rescuing anybody from drowning. It's not him going out as a hero. It's just him being executed.
So it's not a worthy sacrifice.
Yeah, no, it's not. Other than the fact that you're winning a Super Bowl.
And I'm... Cam, please. You guys might be able to do it naturally.
No.
We've tried that. It hasn't worked.
You have to tell him to do it specifically.
You order the hit.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to
but
do
I know,
it.
But begging, I know the Falcons will win if I do this.
Cam, please. Like, Desmond Ritter, he has championship makeup in him.
Say he wants to bring us a championship. Can I wait till you're older? Would you be fine if I said that?
Gun down in his prime.
Tomorrow.
Like, tomorrow we win a Super Bowl this year.
Well, I don't know if I'd call, like, tomorrow your prime, Charlie, but, like, 3 years down, Charlie's moved on.
I've already hit my prime, or is it coming up?
It's coming up. Okay, your prime's coming up in 3 years.
Back Charlie, 2 years.
Charlie's engaged. He's found love. He's got him a job he loves. He's thriving.
Does he have a child? Does he have a child?
He doesn't have a child yet, so you're not leaving anybody an orphan.
But, like, I'm definitely not being careful.
Okay.
So, like, a child could be on the way any day.
Hmm.
I'm sorry for your poor mother having to hear that.
I'm engaged. It's different.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Before wedlock still, huh? I'll have to think about it. I'm leaning no.
Oh, wow, okay. I really thought that was going to be a slam dunk.
I'm leaning no just out of, I feel like there'd be a lot of people coming after me for that.
No one knows that you did it except yourself. Like, you don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to
live with myself.
You don't have to look Charlie's family in the face and be like, I did this.
Okay.
You don't have to do that. No one's coming after you. You press. Remember that movie we talked about, the button? You press the button.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would definitely press that button.
But you're pressing it right in front of Charlie. And your reward's a Super Bowl.
Sorry, Charlie. I'm probably going to do it, but I'm going to clone you from your DNA and bring you back. You're
sounds awful.
Yeah, this is even worse. All right, send us a break.
You're disrespecting me.
I'll give you more time to think about it. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Kraft X throw it. You said your mother's upset?
I wouldn't say upset, but she sent me a frowny face.
She's disappointed in Cam.
Yeah, I think really just disappointed that our bond, you know, doesn't mean more to you, I guess.
It does, even but my fandom means more than everything.
Well, I'm not asking you
to, I do apologize to your mom.
It is a little ironic.
I'm asking you just not to kill
At least she doesn't know that I did it in this future world.
That's true. But I will say...
alternate timeline.
You got to say it's a little ironic. I've been telling you to care less about sports, and ironically, you're going to die because someone cares so much about sports. Like... a little irony.
I said that I would consider not even just trading him, period, for a Super Bowl. Actually,
be careful talking about trading Cam, by the way.
Give up my relationship with
white
Cam.
Guys in here talking about tailing off Cam. Be a little careful, please. Don't get us canceled on our last day.
Down with me on the way out.
I'll help Cam
Nobody's
kill you.
Having a show.
Why'd you do it? Well, let's talk about trading Cam, and we didn't want to take any risks.
For that. Yeah. Then you get uncanceled.
It's true. Sports fandom, man. It's crazy, huh?
It is.
You know, I take it back. Is. I'd kill Cam for a Titan Super Bowl.
How does that make
I'll
you?
Take it a step
that.
Further.
I respect it.
Oh. I'll do it myself.
Wow.
I would go out honorably with that. I'd be at peace.
I wouldn't do that, no. Because I think we're just going to win one without you dying.
I've tried it the right way. It didn't work, so you gotta try everything
else.
But
Desmond Ritter.
When I go down to
the
game, I'm going to buy more voodoo dolls in New Orleans, and we're gonna.
You have your next Aaron Hernandez, Rob Gronkowski.
What if someone came up to
you? Hopefully, minus the murder.
What if someone came up to you claiming to be the devil and telling you could guarantee this? Would you do that? Would you be willing to bet your soul? Because you might be like, well, I don't necessarily believe in the afterlife, but. If the guy's saying he's a devil and he's like, and you're like, show me, he's like, I can't show you. You just gotta trust me. Feels like that'd be kind of scary to do.
Because worst case,
you're in hell, burning for eternity.
Fine.
What's best case?
That's like being a Falcons fan.
You win a Super
Bowl. Best case, I get a Super Bowl. Worst case, the guy's not even actually the devil and nothing happens and he just was a weird guy on the street.
That's not the worst case. That might be the most likely case.
Okay, yeah.
You should do that.
Just start walking with people?
Yeah.
Just like,
You should start trying to guarantee people's wishes and just see what you could get them to agree to.
Get some sort of like smoke show or something, or you can make it like I did something magical. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how much would it take for you to be convinced?
That someone's the devil? I don't think I'd want them to show me. I don't think I'd want them to convince
me. No, I mean, like, for Cam. Like,
I'd be willing to just take the risk.
Like, the one bar here that has, like, a wizard under the stairs. If he told you that...
Whoa, there's a wizard under the stairs?
Yeah, have you never seen the bar wizard?
No.
Like, if you went
to
that...
It's a statue, right?
No. It's like a real wizard.
It's a real person?
Yeah.
Where's this at?
At a bar in Knoxville.
Okay.
Okay, no free
no
pub,
free
but
pubs,
yeah.
Although, like, I mean,
okay, well, I'll talk to you off air because maybe he can grant my wishes. But
yeah, like if you went to this bar,
guy that hang out down there.
If you went to this bar and like, you know, if you're how you are at bars, and he pulls
under
you
like,
under the stairs,
hey you,
he pulls you under the stairs and says, hey, I'm a wizard. Like, if you give me
whatever,
I'll make the Titans win a Super Bowl. Like, how easily are you?
Don't go with
him
to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm not pulling him under the stairs. I would trade almost anything on the planet for a Falcon Super Bowl.
That's sad.
Because I would be at peak happiness, and I would not need anything else ever in my life.
There's a part of me that thinks that things will become less enjoyable when your team actually does win.
I think I'd be at peace.
You've been trying for it so hard. It just
it's not about the peak. It's about the climb.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah,
not about how fast you get there, Cam.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel
ain't
like
about what's waiting
I
on the other
be
side
there.
Either.
We've been the two in my lifetime, and they both have sucked.
Once you get there, I mean, the first one you probably don't even really remember, though,
right? No, but...
It's about the struggle.
But once you get there, you got to get back, and it's like... I wonder, like, how long that, like, makes you feel satisfied for, because I monitor my Braves friends.
Like, are you chasing the dragon now?
And they're chasing the dragon. They're mad. Like, the Mets just whipped their ass, and it wasn't like, well, at least we won a World Series last year. I was like, damn it. What are you doing, Snidkirk? Why are these guys not hitting anymore? Man, I hate the Mets. Like, they're still right back in it. They're right back in the mud. Maybe you get a taste of it and you won a championship even more. And, like,
well,
you
I think
said,
the biggest
chasing
thing
the
is
dragon.
Like,
unless you're the Warriors or the Patriots, like, you're always going to be unhappy.
Well, I'd say the second championship will never feel as good as the first. Like, that's the biggest thing for me.
I don't know. If I'm a Warriors fan, that championship that they just won where they got there,
like,
got
my biggest
knocked
thing
down.
The Nationals now is, like, there was. It was kind of a weird feeling because I was like, I'm satisfied. I've got what I've always wanted for my entire life. Like,
I mean, it's probably different if it's a team you actually, like, truly care about, not when you're just kind of bandwagon.
No, you don't get to do this on my last day here. You don't get to do this.
I mean, like,
no,
I'm
not
sure the Nationals made you feel cool, but, like, it wasn't one, like, you know, like, I don't have any pictures of you as, like, a 3-year-old, like, running around your Nationals.
Well,
like,
that's because the Washington Nationals didn't exist.
Well, that's kind of the point. But I mean,
I have a coin from their first game.
And see how they're, like, as an Expo running around.
I actually bought an Expo's hat when I was a child.
Love me some
it was the first hat I ever bought from Lids. I got my club membership. That was the first time I ever got one.
Man, you had kid money?
I ended up buying, like, hundreds more hats through the years. I just spent every dollar I had on hats. I would get, like, 10 hats every year for birthday and Christmas. I loved hats. And then my head got too big for all of them.
It's tough.
Big hat guy.
Big head guy.
I think I'd be at peace.
No, you're not getting in my head.
I think I'd be at peace.
I'm not trying to get in your head.
Yeah, you're not going
to
get to me.
I just think you'd feel different if it was a team that like you actually like cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Like they would feel different. If the Titans won a Super Bowl, it'd feel different than your Nationals winning a World Series. Because always in the back of your mind, like, yeah, this is cool, but I wish I lived there. I wish I was a real fan.
Yeah.
The point was not that the first time around. I mean, the point is just that, like, once you've won one, I mean, that second one, it's not the same feeling because it's not like we finally did it.
It depends
on
when it happens.
Like we did it again.
If you go back-to-back, I think that second one's going to feel pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or if you win, like, 3 out of 4, like, that's going to feel pretty cool. Now, like, if you win one and then you win one, like, you know, 8 years later, like, you'll probably remember the time you cried when Juan Soto almost got traded. Were you listening to him when that happened? He sat over here and actually cried. Tears were coming out of his face when Juan Soto
We
got
don't
traded.
Have any evidence of that. I did a really good job. Yeah.
I took some pictures
before I came in here.
Yeah, we don't need the evidence.
No,
we
I
all
openly
heard
admit,
it.
I cried.
The podcast is up there, and we can hear it in your voice. Like,
I cried in
there.
The car before I came in. I did not cry on the radio.
I did walk in, and I was coming. Like, Charlie, here he is. Like, he's sitting in the car out there.
Well, he's going to cry out in the car.
I cried hard in the car, like, hard needed tissues.
So like if the Nationals win one in like 8 years from now, you might remember those tears and be like, okay, it was nice to, you know, come from out of the gutter.
So I guess once you win one, you need to build new pain to overcome.
I think that's it. Or just be a dynasty. And then you get that arrogance where you're just like, you know, you're undefeated. Like, you know,
so
you're
either be a dynasty
or go in the mud.
Yeah, have pain in between.
Because, like, the Warriors.
Because when we won that World Series, I felt the demons, all the demons, be exercised. Because the Nationals, despite not being around for a long time, they had a lot of demons.
That's not the Nationals. I mean, they're demons.
There's a lot of demons.
So what? They choked one time at the one seed. All right.
No, they made.
How long have they existed?
Yeah, it's like five years
of stars. Okay,
like a 12-year-old, I slept on a floor and cried myself to sleep, and then changed my Instagram name to the Emperor of Sadness. I don't even know what that means.
Should have kept that one.
It's pretty good.
It's right there with the Wizard of Loneliness. Should have just kept that one.
Well, no, that bar in Knoxville already has that.
Man, I want to find a wizard.
I hope that wizard isn't listening and casts a spell on me, and I'll shoot.
Coming just out from the NFL, according to Pro Football Talk, a settlement of the Deshaun Watson situation is not out of the question, I'm told. That's what I think is going to happen. I think a settlement's coming.
You think we get a decision before he steps on the field tonight?
Yes. Just because I don't think they want him. Like, I would imagine that's a part of the settlement. The NFL's like, hey, let's just not put him out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying the other day, I think, or yesterday when you were here. I was like, I don't think they want to see him on the field anytime soon.
That is kind of the deadline. They play tonight, you said?
Yes, yep.
I would imagine that is a little bit of a deadline. And once it comes out that Watson's willing to accept an 8-game suspension and a fine, that looks like a win from the NFL.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if they did 8. I'd be a little surprised if they did 8. I would think, like, if you tell me you'll do 8, then let's agree on 10. Yeah, yep. Like, I want 12, you want 8, let's do 10. But if the fine is big enough, because, you know, that's what I said when it first happened. Like, 6 games is laughable, but the fact he got $0 fined and, like, wasn't losing any money, that was just also a bad look. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'd be a nice little Friday afternoon news dump right for before the game comes out. So
for sure. Segment was brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, they want to help you get the compensation that you deserve. At G3, you matter most. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-401-8214 to get help now. That's G3HelpMe.com. Once again, G3HelpMe.com. Tennessee football news, or at least some notes, some discussion as we end up the week. Got a scrimmage coming up this weekend. Some practice notes from today. You worried about this? I mean, I know we're worried about the secondary. Christian Charles, Warren Burrell, still kind of holding down the top 2 corner spots. You have any confidence in that?
No.
Like, at all?
Like, I'm more worried about this group of corners than I am any other group on this roster, than I was maybe about any position group last year. I mean, this is quite simply a bad group.
An unproven group. I don't want to call them bad until they've played.
That's fair.
I don't want to call them bad because I haven't watched them practice and I haven't seen them play yet. I don't think that's fair, but like, I've seen Warren Burrell play at times last year, and like, he's not a shutdown corner by any means. Like, he's a guy
that's in the bowl game. That's okay. That's a bad group to roll into a season with.
I don't have any confidence in them rolling into them this season. Like, I think, like, I don't have any confidence. I think that's the best way to put it, because there are some new faces there that might be players, but we just haven't seen it yet. I guess that's the easiest way to put it, the nicest way to put it. And if they stink in game one or game two, like, we'll know if they stink pretty quickly. Like, Keaton Slovis is good enough to expose a bad secondary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, they still have a good tight end. Like, they still have
decent enough
players.
So we'll know how worried we should be about our secondary after the Pitt game. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go, like, you know, I saw. All right, one of the preview magazines I have, Pick 6 Previews. It's Brett Cianca that does it. It's more of an analytical preview magazine. He's like a Heisman voter. It's been regarded as the best preview magazine for like 4 years now. One of the things that he did was a unit ranking for each unit for each conference. So when you look at Tennessee, like, and their SEC unit ranks, quarterback, for example, number 2. It's a good unit. Obviously, we know Hendon Hooker good, but defensive backs are ranked 13th in the SEC.
Okay.
Let's go.
The only thing keeping you from not being the worst group of corners going into the year is Vandy. And Vandy has the 14th ranked group in, at every position but quarterback, where they're 13, and linebacker, where they're 12. So, you know, if you want to include Vandy when you're talking about the SEC teams, fine, but I typically don't. So I think you have the worst group of corners not or in the SEC, not including Vanderbilt, because they don't count.
Yeah, they don't. They don't count.
That's not good.
No. No, that's not good.
I've kind of just come to terms with this style of offense. Your defense is never going to be, like, elite, so I'm kind of just like, eh, it's whatever.
And with this style of offense, you know, Josh Heupel's, his defensive ideology is turn the ball over.
Yep.
Bend, don't break, and force the other team to turn the ball over, force them to make some mistakes, and when they do make a mistake, you better capitalize on it. And I think Tim Banks, you know, we haven't talked about him a lot this year, despite, you know, how good of a coordinator he was a year ago. I have a lot of faith in him as a coach, and I have a lot of faith just really in the defensive staff to try to, you know, hide potential weak spots schematically the best way possible, and hopefully they can do that with that group of corners. But, yeah, I mean, you're just going to have to hope that offense can score some points and your defense can be opportunistic. They can maybe rush the passer and tackle in space and just, you know, limit – all the big plays.
Rushing the passer would obviously be nice, because it also obviously helps the corners a ton if you are, you know, force the quarterback to get the ball out quicker and things like that. So not have to cover as long. So, yeah, good pass rush would just help all around, of course. So that's got to be the main thing you got to hope we have if you want this defense to be successful, to whatever the level of success you consider successful when you have this offense on the other side.
Coming out of the practice today, they were talking good about Jeremy Banks again. He had the interception on Hendon Hooker in the first scrimmage. We'll see if he has anything in scrimmage number two. But they talked about how Banks has had such a good camp so far. Looks like he's a more complete linebacker and is actually, like, I guess, has caught up when it comes to the mental aspect of linebacker, because obviously, we know, like, he came in as a running back, and they kind of put him at linebacker, and it was just kind of like, hey, go see the ball, go get the ball, go hit the guy who's carrying the ball. But they think now, like, he is actually at a position where he can play the position with his mind as well as his body. With him kind of leading the way, the staff feels like they actually have depth at the linebacker position, actually have a couple of guys they can rely on when it comes to him and Juwan Mitchell, and apparently Elijah Herring also making at least an impression in camp so far. And that was a guy you didn't really think you were going to get much from, but, you know, he might end up on the field for you playing this year at times. So, like, I guess there's some good news since we're talking about all the bad stuff when it comes to the defense.
I think there is, you know, good news. Like, there are guys that we feel good about. I feel very good about the safeties. And like you said, Jeremy Banks having a good offseason. So, yeah, there's still promise.
Yeah. I'd like to see some guys get healthy. I'd like to see Hayden get it back out there. I'd like to see
More from Valentin. Like, just hear more from about him, yeah. Really.
And I feel like it's make or break time for Elijah Simmons. He has to, you know, he hasn't really been practicing as much, or, you know, been able to go through the full team stuff. He needs to kind of get out there in the scrimmage this weekend and play, and if he's going to be a factor this year. Kind of running out of hope for him. It was kind of funny to see him get included in the Bruce Feldman, like, freaks list. But then you realize, like, that doesn't really matter if you can't be, like, on the field playing. Like, you can.
I mean, he played some, like, last year, though, and played well when he did, right?
But
I'm trying to. I think
mostly
he did.
Because of, like, necessity. It wasn't like you felt good about him necessarily being out there. And, like, right now.
Really?
Like,
I thought.
Yeah, and,
I
like, right
did
now.
I
like,
feel good about him last year.
In this camp right now so far, like, coming into this upcoming season, like, he's been passed by some freshmen and looks like he might be, like, a third string type of guy.
I mean, I really like what we have with Dejon Terry and Omari Thomas.
Yeah, Big O's good.
I love me some Dejon Terry. I was really excited about him when he transferred here, and I'm even more pumped about him this year.
Well, there you go.
I just don't know if he'll actually.
There's some positive defensive news. I am excited to see, or at least, you know, read and hear and kind of see how the progression goes when it comes to scrimmage number two. the reports from the last week or so have been that the receivers haven't been very sharp. That worries me a little bit, but I have more confidence that they'll be ready to go in a game. And as we've talked about, the wide receiver rotation will be as shallow as it needs to be. Like, if we only have three guys who can play, it's the only three guys that are really going to play. They're not going to force it with, you know, depth guys just for the sake of it. So despite getting some bad practice notes there, I still have confidence in them. And Hendon Hooker is still getting glowing remarks. So the offense that Jalen Hyatt today, Jalen Hyatt said was going to be the best in the country, they still have a lot of confidence when it comes to how they're going to perform. And ultimately, we know that's the most important thing when it comes to Josh Heupel's teams. Last call on the other side. Last one for Charlie. Last one for Sam. Last one for us for this week. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Linderman Sports Medicine, the volunteers.
Last call here on the program. Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it rolling. Who wants to start? Charlie, you want to start? You got a story? Cam, you want to start?
So I have one. I don't know if Charlie wanted to start just because it was his day.
Last day, the Blitz, relaunching Monday, 10 a.m.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. I got South Carolina woman.
Yep.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it as Florida,
man. I have
no clue
what South Carolina women are up to.
Well, this one isn't up to much anymore because she was killed by an umbrella on a beach. A beach umbrella flying through the wind impaled her.
Almost
and
feel like the kind of thing to laugh
killed her.
About.
No, that's bad luck.
Yeah, that's terrible luck.
If you're her family.
Also, I feel like I could dodge an umbrella.
I don't know, man. Depends how fast it was coming.
At least the pointy part.
If the wind cell's coming.
Yeah.
The wind's
I think
really
like you could see it coming, though. Like,
I don't know if you
down
could.
The beach. I don't know. But yeah, umbrella was blown off of its anchoring at Garden City Beach in Garden City, California.
But also, you're also not an old woman. Yeah. I don't know how this woman gets and how nimble she was or how spry.
That's true. That's fair. Oh, yeah, she's 63. Never mind.
She's kind of an old woman.
Yeah, she's not dodging much. But yeah, she.
Apparently not. Dodgeball every week.
That's
like
true.
She's like out there
I've
practicing.
Missed 3 weeks in a row. I'm out of practice. I probably
oh, so
got
you
hit
could
too.
Probably also get killed
I probably
by an
got
umbrella.
Hit too at this point. Ah, no, you know, dodgeball's like riding a bike.
I just think my body's firm enough that an umbrella wouldn't damage
the
me.
The pointy
that way.
Part?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Again,
dude.
If it sounds
if it's
actually,
flying
I guess
the wind.
If it is pointy enough.
And the
maybe.
Wind, if it's like 45 mile an hour wind, that's some pretty good force coming yeah. with it. And it's metal.
Okay, never mind.
You think you're tougher than metal?
Think you're tougher than the sun?
Yeah.
It's really not very old. Like, when you said old woman, I was imagining, like, an 85-year-old woman, like...
Yeah, I mean, 60...
They don't go to the beach, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They love the sunshine in the books.
Do they?
You think when you get a certain age, you just don't like water and the sun
I feel like
anymore?
You just don't go sit out in the sun, yeah.
Everyone loves water and sun anymore. You're not worried about... If you're 85, you're not worried about skin cancer anymore. You probably don't even put sunscreen on. You're like, yeah, just go ahead. This is already... This is
actually,
sad.
It's got to be really nice, though, to not have to worry about skin cancer anymore.
Talking about this poor woman
to
like
just
this.
Get old enough.
I'm just...
If your family member died like this, do you just like kind of just like, well, is that easier to take? It's just like, that was God.
Natural selection?
I don't even call it natural selection because that implies like survival of the fittest. This is just like freak accident. Like
the fittest person could dodge it, though, you know?
Maybe. We don't know. We don't know if it could or not. We don't see how it could have came out of nowhere. Like she could have been walking down the beach and it stabbed her in her back. We don't know. But, like, do you just, like, chalk it up to bad luck and be like, one
yeah,
in a million
a
shot?
Bit.
Nothing we can do about it. That's just God. That's just divine intervention.
Yeah.
Or do you be like, wow, why did this happen to us? This is so crazy. Why didn't she see it coming? Why didn't she move?
I wonder if the person who supposedly, or maybe it was just a public umbrella. I would say, if somebody had an umbrella, are you liable if your umbrella flies away and kills somebody?
I would imagine it was from, like, a resort. Usually, like, those places will have, like, resorts that have their own, like, little things down there. And I feel like if it's really windy, they're supposed to take them down, like, for this reason, so I don't know if there's going to be some negligence here. Was she with her husband?
It
her husband there,
say.
Or a man, or her wife, or
it doesn't say who
girlfriend,
was there.
Boyfriend?
You got to jump in front of it for her if you're like her husband, right?
They might not have seen it coming, Cam. You keep acting like the umbrella was like coming down the sand and like it was spinning around. You're like, oh, here comes an umbrella. It could have came from out of nowhere.
Yeah, again, I feel like it's just sad that you're,
like it's
that you're trying to
no,
make fun
I just
of
feel like it's basic awareness to see an umbrella flying
what
through
if
the
it's
air
from behind you.
Then it wouldn't stab
you
in the chest.
You got eyes in the back
probably.
Of your head?
First, you're going to kill me for a Super Bowl. Now you're making fun of a poor woman.
I'm not making fun of her. I'm just saying awareness is a big key of staying alive, and sometimes people don't have it.
Well, I understand that. You know, check both ways before you cross the road and everything.
But, like, you're not checking both ways to make sure that a flying umbrella isn't coming to hit you.
If I'm on the beach and it's windy, maybe.
If it's on a beach and it's windy, you might have sand in your eyes.
Wear some goggles.
So you probably got your head down trying to just, like,
sunglasses.
Probably got your head down trying not to.
Not easy to dodge.
All right, I'm going to get an umbrella. I'm going to practice.
You don't get to practice. You just be walking anytime, and I'm going to throw stuff at you. Yeah. And if I hit you in the chest, you die.
Okay.
Tough guy. Let's see what you got. You should expect to keep your head on a swivel, right? What's the thing about awareness? I'm going to start throwing stuff at you.
I jump at everything, honestly, because I'm always aware. You never know. There's ops out there.
And if it hits you.
Having successful lives.
You're dead. All right. We'll play that game.
All right, Charlie.
I'm bad at setting this up, but
you would have gotten killed.
John's dead. We lost.
Oh, I'm trying. I was reading.
That woman might have been reading the beach. You never know.
Also, it's not windy. If it was windy in here, I'd be more aware.
I don't know. You say it's cold in here all the time. That's,
well, I closed the vent today, and John was kind and didn't open it back up because it's last day.
It's not hot outside. It's okay. Or, you know, it was a little cooler. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it was.
This person was hit by this thing.
Yes.
Sad. It's okay.
Give me more.
No.
Oh.
A builder was knocked unconscious when he was hit with a bottle of pee, which dropped from a 50-meter crane.
Head on a swivel,
baby. Worthington. The man was part of a team of builders working on a new healthcare center in Worthington, Sussex.
So was the crane owner just up there and like, hey, I don't want to come down. Like, I'm working. I'm just going to pee in this bottle. Or like,
well. An eyewitness.
Construction worker up there.
There's a witness.
An eyewitness.
Imagine seeing that. Seeing this a bottle of pee.
Just watching it fall slowly.
Said the worker was out cold after being hit in the bottle.
You said
in the 50 head
stories? Lucky
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't die.
And then the witness was quoted as saying, somebody in that crane did something they're not supposed to.
You think? Huh. I guess the bottle of pee doesn't hit terminal velocity at 50 stories. I guess it's going to get higher up.
Police were called.
Because you know what they say, like, if you drop a penny off, like, the Empire State Building,
he was suffering neck pain, taken to the hospital as precaution. They've been working there for 2 years.
I think you can calculate it with, like, the physics of, like, terminal velocity and
stuff.
I hear
what they're trying to tell you. I just wonder if that's what they try to scare people from.
So you just don't do it?
Don't throw change off the top of the building because it'll probably hurt.
It kind of makes you want to do it more.
It'll break a car window or something, maybe, a car window.
I have just really strong urges to drop things off buildings all the time.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, but then you're like, I might kill somebody. I don't want to go to jail over this.
Just dodge it, bro.
Yeah, I do. Well, I just think I might hurt someone. I don't want someone else to hear pain, feel pain because of my actions. Not, I'm scared of the consequences.
It says no, by the way, according to eden.uktv.co.uk.
But if I was rich, I would try to rent the Empire State Building and surrounding area for like a couple hours and just drop like watermelon and cake and change and
watermelon
cake.
The first two things I want to drop off every building is watermelon
pull, they say, so then it like slows down
cake.
Like, I guess it would, or, you know, it doesn't speed up, so it wouldn't
it hits max speed, but
so
yeah,
I said it wouldn't get to the point where it'd kill somebody with
things in water.
Are you still talking about dropping stuff over
there? There's these guys.
Shout out, Snoop Dogg.
There's these TikTokers. They're great, right? All they do is drop things off bridges. And I just watch them drop things off bridges safely. And sometimes they try to drop them on trampolines, too. So then you get like a second fall.
Okay.
Yeah. What a fitting way for you to end your tenure on Talk Sports by just rambling about something that made no sense to me. I want to drop things off.
You don't get
like,
have you never been on top of a tall building and be like,
how
much fun it would be to drop a watermelon off of this?
When I have cake, I want to eat cake. Now, watermelon,
you can have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, so you can either eat it or you can have it and drop it off a building.
Well, if I have it, I'm not throwing it off a building, I'll tell you that much.
No, you're not throwing it, I'm dropping it. There's a difference. I don't want to add more force. I want the natural gravitational force.
Maybe if you threw the penny off the building, it would kill somebody instead of just dropping it. I still don't
imagine
think it
throwing
would.
A penny hard.
It's still going to hit the same velocity.
Have a good weekend, Schmohawk. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio. Bye.